Wakarusa. How was your Saturday? Thank you for making it another extremely successful and safe Wakarusa thus far. Let's do it again tomorrow. Lots more great music. Thank you, New Belgium Brewing. You enjoyed the Fat Tire? Good. Well, keep enjoying that. Make sure you get plenty of water. I'll throw it over to my good friend while they're getting suited up, Mr. Beetle Bob.
Oh, baby, all good things come to those who wait. And I'll tell you what, kiddies, we're going to take a trip. Are you ready to enter Wayne's World? Well, we're about to do that. And I'll tell you what, I want everybody out there to let these guys know that Wakarusa right now, nobody is having more fun than we are in the world than right now. Number one place on the planet, baby. With that being said, are you guys ready? With that being said, from the land beyond beyond, from the world past hope and fear, I bid you flaming lips now appear.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Beetle Bob, for that glorious introduction. But instead of like us just coming out here and then we just play, we are going to ask all the good folks at Wakarusa to tell a lie for the Flaming Lips tomorrow when you talk to people who didn't see the show. And here's what I ask. Here's what I beg of you, okay? I'm going to get in that space bubble that you guys have seen me in before, right? Come on, yeah? Yes! All right, now, I'm going to get in it right over here, and you're going to see there's extension cords, and there's... It actually gets blown up with just a giant leaf blower, okay? But, you know, that's really kind of just normal and kind of boring, and what we want you to do is to tell everybody that wasn't at the show, even people that were. I think the power of suggestion is a very... It does more than you think it can do. I want people to say that I descended from the storm clouds above Wakarusa and gently landed on the crowd, and they carried me around for a bit. And when I returned to the stage, the Flaming Lips started their show. Okay, that's what we want. Okay, come on. So I'm gonna get in. You guys are gonna have to carry me. Okay, come on.
Thank you. both of them side by side.
Hello, Wakarusa. it seemed like earlier that it was going to be so hot that, you know, we didn't know if anybody would survive till 11 o'clock tonight to when we played. And then it seemed like maybe it was going to rain. And you never know what's going to happen in Kansas when it, you know, when it starts to rain, maybe tornadoes or some shit. But now, I swear, I think now it is the most perfect breeze. This could possibly be, I don't want to over-exaggerate, but this could possibly be the most perfect moment of the whole festival, don't you think? Come on. And thank you guys for keeping me afloat out there in the sea. I apologize if I crushed anybody's head that wasn't aware that I was stumbling over them. And so I both apologize and I both thank you guys for being so enthusiastic, okay? So come on, sing along with this one. Sing along, okay?
Thank you.
go, will you let me go? Mamma mia,
thank you guys for singing along. That was wonderful. Thank you guys. Thank you. How are you guys over there? You guys all right over there? Can you hear and everything is good? Yeah. All right. What about you guys way over here? Is that all right? Is it good over there? Yeah. All right. All right, come on, you guys, you gotta sing along, come on. Just make you wanna jump.
the joy. So let it go. In fact, you're just fanatical. Hey, fanatical. You think you're fanatical, but you're not. So let it go. In fact, you're just fanatical. What? Fanatical.
All right, thanks everybody. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you. All right, so once again, as this song goes along, if you feel as though you want to sing along with this song, but you feel like you're not sure what the fuck it means, all right? Because with some of that stuff on Bohemian Rhapsody, it's like you can sing along, but it's kind of like, what the fuck is that? You know, you're kind of, it sounds cool. Now, this song, even though I think if you just looked at the words, you would think it's about maybe a Japanese, an Asian girl fighting a robot, okay? But I think the essence of what the song is about is one friend... believing in another. Are you covered in mud? Yes. All right. Sorry. You guys can't see, but there's a guy completely covered in mud right here. Yeah. All right. Anyway. You look like Bigfoot or something. I was like, what the fuck? Wow. Right. Alright, so this song, even though it sounds like it's about something, you know, just freaky and psychedelic or something, it's really about one friend believing in another friend, despite all the evidence and everything that everybody else says. This one friend is saying, I believe in you, and I think you can win. Okay, so that's something worth singing about, right? Come on. All right. We'll be right back.
machines. She's a black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body. But you wouldn't let those robots in your machine. They don't believe me. But you wouldn't let those robots in your machine. Those evil-natured robots are just watching. They're programmed to destroy.
Stay there. I fucking forgot it on all the chaos back here. All right, come on, you guys. This is your chance to really fucking sing. Come on, come on. Come on, you guys over there, too. Come on. Oh, Yoshime. Come on, you guys, way in the back. Come on, you gotta, come on. Oh, Yoshine, they don't believe it, but you would. Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, we want it to be stated out here in the open fields. I guess are we north of Lawrence? Just north, west of Lawrence. All right. Then our drummer, Cliff Scurlock. Is from Lawrence, Kansas, right there. Yeah. Now I know some of you aren't you know actually from Kansas. People have traveled from all over, but isn't that a great thing? He's a hometown guy. Yes. Okay, and we want to acknowledge that we have two groups of dancers on stage with us tonight. We have a group that's supposed to be space aliens on this side over here, right? Right? Come on, you guys, space aliens! Rock. Right? And on this side, we have a group of wonderful Santa Clauses, right? And so we have, I mean, I think those are two great, wonderful, fantastical, believable things. I really do. I think Santa Claus is proof that he really did exist. And I think the word is still out on whether aliens exist. I think that they probably will. We just won't see them in our lifetime, but they're going to exist, and we'll know that, all right? And somewhere in between those two things is the Flaming Lips and Wakarusa. Yes. Yeah. right, so we're going to battle it out up here. We'll see who wins, okay? All right, thank you, everybody. Thank you. Okay, so we at one time we were kind of making the stage up here kind of a some form of a religious war. We were pitting the Santa Clauses, maybe like the Christian religion, against the aliens, and that was the fucking Scientologist, okay? But it felt, we felt weird because we thought, in a sense, you want to boo both sides, yet we love Santa Claus and we love aliens, so we abandoned the idea of sort of playing out this ridiculous religious war, okay? But we still say that the way that the world is these days, with people being such fucking fanatics when it comes to what they believe in, that I think we should all just forget about there being some cosmic entity somewhere out there in outer space telling us what's right and what's wrong, and I think we should just use each other. I believe in you guys. I think that's enough. I really do. And that would be good enough for me. I think we're all smart enough. And even if we fucked it up a little bit, I don't think it could be any worse than the way that it is right now. And I'll take my chances with you guys, okay? Is everybody okay? You know, when we were at Bonnaroo a couple of years ago, we had a couple of people throw some of these things at us. And I got to tell you a story. When I think I was about 18, I saw Frank Zappa play a show. Yeah? And he was playing some wicked guitar solo. And someone from about midway in the crowd, I was up in the bleachers a little bit, threw one of these, and it sort of in slow motion came and hit Mr. Zappa right in the fucking chest. He threw down his guitar, and he had a giant bodyguard sitting right to the side of the stage. And this bodyguard went out into the audience and grabbed this guy. And I thought, fuck that. I thought, it's just a little fucking thing, you know? So when we were at Bonnaroo, we said, come on, throw them at us. If you got them, throw them and it'll be great. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, don't hold back. Actually, come on, come on.
Throw them at Wayne.
Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Is that all you got? Come on, come on, come on. Come on, John Paul, you gotta turn off the lights. You gotta turn off the lights so we can see them. Yeah, come on, come on. Come on. Is that all you got? Come on. All right, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, come on. All right, so, I mean, come on, you can keep going, come on. I mean, if you want to save some of them for tomorrow, you can throw it at those motherfuckers, you know. Come on, come on. Now, I think, see, doesn't that just prove my point? I mean, how big of a deal could it have been? I mean, we've just been pelted by 500 of them or something, and I think we're pretty fucking resilient, aren't we? Yeah. Alright. Somebody threw a blanket. Come on, we'll sing along. Come on, come on. We are going to, I'll ask a dumb question. And then you guys will respond, not in the way. I can take it, motherfuckers. Come on. I know, come on. You know, you got to have a good time. Come on. All right, so I'll sing a question. And you guys will respond, not in what we think is a... Hey, now don't hit Michael. Come on. All right, I'll sing the question. You guys respond. Now, you're not going to respond in the way that you would really respond. You're going to respond in a kind of mean-spirited, sort of selfish, you know, self-righteous sort of way. Okay, come on, we'll try it, all right? If you could blow up the world with the flick of a switch, would you do it? All right, do you see how it goes? I asked this question. You should say, "Fuck no! I would do anything except that." But we're gonna respond. We're just gonna say, "Fuck yeah, 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 yeah." All right. So, and if you could make everybody poor just so you could be rich, would you do it? Yeah, see? That's what we want. Well, you know, it feels good. All right. And if you could watch everybody work while you just lay on your back, would you do it? In this next one, we all really know that it is truly, it is better to give love than it is to take it. It really is. That's where all the goodness and all the reward comes from. But, you know, we're being selfish, you mean, and so we'll sing. And if you could take all the love without giving any back, would you do it? And so we cannot know ourselves or what we'd really do. With all your power, with all your power, with all your power, what would you do? With all your power, with all your power, with all your power, what would you do?
With all your power, with all your power, with all your power.
Come on, you guys, the night has really just begun. Come on, yes. Thank you. All right, you guys all right? Is everybody waking up? It really has turned out to be the fucking perfect night. I mean, I was kind of joking before, but it really is. How many of you guys have been here since, Thursday? Thursday did it start? Yeah? Yeah? Some of you have been here since Wednesday? Wednesday, yeah? Oh, wow. And was it allowed to start on Tuesday even? Some on Tuesday? Yeah? Well, I hope all the nights have been wonderful, but I can't help but think that they haven't been this cool and this, you know, this enthusiastic, right? I think this is really the night, yeah? No, I think these sorts of festivals, I think Wakarusa is a fucking shining, wonderful example of some people really trying hard to make this a great show, some people really trying hard to make it a great campsite, so people come out here and spend the night, and putting on a lot of fucking great bands. I think that's really what it's all about, definitely.
There's a different breed of rock fan out there in Oklahoma City, as you're about to see here tonight, performing She Doesn't Use Jelly from the album Transmissions from a Satellite Heart, The Flaming Lips. But she don't use butter, and she don't use cheese, she don't use jelly or any of these. She uses
All right, come on, you guys. Come on, come on. We're going to have one last sing-along. Come on.
I know a girl who reminds me of Cher. She's always changing the color of her hair.
Come on.
But she don't use nothing but you buy at the store. She likes her hair to be real or she uses
Thank you, guys. That was wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, guys. I think we, I don't know how much more time we have. We're gonna do one more song, and then if you really want some more, just go crazy for a while, and I'm sure they'll let us come back on. I mean, it's your festival, you know, so I think you should decide when you've had enough of the Flaming Lips, okay? So we play a lot of these sorts of festivals, and I always try to remind the crowd that it's not just playing music, it's you guys responding and singing along and even throwing that shit up at here tonight. It's all, I mean, we get to play. Yeah, come on, bring them on, come on. It really does make for a great, great experience. And what it shows you is really that enthusiasm really can change the world. It really can. And what we mean by that is when you come to something like this, and a lot of people will come, and they'll just miss the point. And to share your energy and to share your enthusiasm and to laugh together, that's really what makes these things so perfect. It really is. And so we're going to leave you with a song that reminds us all of those things, but I don't really feel as though you guys need to be reminded. So once again, we love you. We love you. We love you. We'll see you again, okay?
Please help me welcome the cool, the crazy, the fabulous Flaming Lips! Flaming Lips!
You know, someday, we'll
Stage. Can we bring them all the way here to stop now? Let's get them back up here.
Okay, we hesitated a little bit because there was going to be a marriage proposal just before we did this song. But what started off as a surprise became kind of an argument. And for whatever happened, the proposal was canceled. So we're taking a proposal. If someone wants to come up and propose marriage to somebody, we're not going to do a birthday, but we're going to do a serious commitment. If tonight's the night, come on, we need one couple. Come on, here we go. Yeah?
You are.
Jackie, will you marry me? Yes, Dustin, I will marry you.
Yeah, I'm not sure that worked out, really. Yeah. Anyway, he knew the guy. I think it's sort of sad. I think it's a little bit sad because this could have been a really special night. Do we have a couple that really wants to propose and not be a... Come on, if you want to come up, come on, we'll make it a night. Come on. It's got to be like some people who really fucking love each other though, huh? Come on, bring them up. Come on. Come on. I mean, this is... You know, this could be a big night, and you guys can all be here with them, and we can really push this thing off in a good way. All right, they're coming, come on. All right, we got some, come on, yes.
Intention of doing this at Celine Dion in Vegas. We're gonna have to settle for the lips, but
being drawn.
above our heads in the swamp. The privilege had been won. Being drunk on their plan, they lifted up the
folks, I tell you what, I'm still not ready to go home. What about you? I think I got one more round. What do you think? Let's all know about it. Folks, I gotta tell you, Wayne, the guys would have come out, but the stage has got to shut down, they said. So, on behalf of the Flaming Lips, it's just one of those things. We'll run a little bit over time, but we'll be back here tomorrow, plenty of acts. But let's also think about the bad things. Let's give it up for the Flaming Lips.